Dan Carrick is on board the train this morning and joins us for this live report.
The train pulled in at 8:27, right on time. And where's the car? Well, I'm going to let Peggy Hetherington, Metropool spokesperson, answer that question.
Well, and last we heard, the car was approaching very slowly to Norwalk around exit 17. So I think once again we've shown that taking the train can be not only a more relaxing way to get to work, but it's also a much better use of your time and a much quicker way to get down into southern Fairfield County.
Anyone who commutes regularly can guess when that car will arrive here in Greenwich. One commuter told me she switched to the train after 13 years of commuting by car from Fairfield, sometimes taking more than 2.5 hours. Today's event is organized by Metropool to draw attention to the benefits of train commutation. After a little anxiety in getting to the train, I must admit the ride was quite pleasant. In fact, it looks like we made it to Greenwich in half the time it will take the car. Live from the Greenwich train station, this is Ann Carrick, Fairfield County News Radio.
There are lots of reasons to like the Yankees, individually or as a team. But if you ask the women, they seem to prefer one player the most.
Oh, Derek Jeter, all the way. His eyes. plus his hitting ability. I mean, he's a good player, but God, those eyes.
Well, Jeter, of course. You know, he's a hottie.
Derek Jeter.
Women and men alike were not disappointed as Clemens took the team to an early 3-0 lead. After a questionable play at first, Clemens left the game to a standing ovation at the bar in Stamford. Even after a few expletives when the Braves scored, fans hung tight to see their team to victory in four straight games. Coaches in Stamford, I'm Ann Carrick, Fairfield County News Radio.
Is this your first Mardi Gras?
This is my first Mardi Gras, yes.
Wow.
And, boy, have I learned a lot.
Wow. Like what?
I think I misjudged the weather a little, so that was just a little packing problem.
Yeah.
I definitely would bring a costume next time.
Ah.
We're the mild ones in the crowd, you know. I'm sure no one has noticed us at all compared to some of the wild antics going on.
What's the craziest thing you've seen?
There's like four that come to mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
One would have been sort of a show this one girl was putting on from a balcony. Just to give you an idea, she was wearing a leather outfit where the sides of the pants were cut out, and she had a halter with a zipper down the front. So when she unzipped it, not only did we get, like, a full view, but she had pierced body parts.
Oh
no.
Yeah,
mother.
And then in case that wasn't enough, her boyfriend was standing behind her and decided to, like, you know, do a little action for the crowd in case just watching wasn't enough.
Did you bring a camera?
I did bring a camera, but, you know, it's really hard to get pictures of much of anything because it's sort of chaos everywhere. And and quite honestly, there's other people who are much more anxious to see topless women than me. So
well.
They kind of push their way in the crowd.
Can I come with you next year?